Please do not listen to this meditation whilst driving, operating heavy machinery, or conducting any other high-risk activity. Thank you. Before we begin, I want you to just find a nice, comfortable place where you can sit, stand, walk, or lay down comfortably where you will not be disturbed for the duration of this exercise. Start off this meditation. I just want you to take a nice, natural, deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Try not to force it. As you inhale, let the oxygen flow into the body until your lungs are comfortably full. Hold for a moment and then release. And notice how your body feels. Notice the relaxation that comes with each exhalation of breath. bring your awareness now into your jaw area. I want you to consciously release any tension you are holding in your jaw. Then I want you to bring your awareness down to your shoulders. And I want you to release any tension around your shoulders, your neck, and your shoulder blades. And just let them fall into wherever's most comfortable and natural. And then last but not least, I want you to bring your awareness down into your abdomen, and I want you to release any tension held up within your stomach and your lower back. we humans have this tremendous ability to cause ourselves anxiety, stress, and worry. Often at the extent of our own physical and mental health, at the extent of our own relationships, and our own happiness and well-being. And what's worse is most of us don't really know what it is that we're doing or why we're doing it. And in fact, most of us feel as if we are completely powerless to the experience. So I want you to think for a minute and investigate, contemplate, what is worrying? And when you do that, you'll likely find that you come to the conclusion that anxiety and worry is simply the act of trying to control what happens in the world solely by thinking about it. Getting confused as to what our thoughts really are, and getting this idea that by having this constant, ongoing chit-chat going on mentally, that somehow we can influence and make situations better or worse. Really, our thoughts or rumination has very little to do with what actually happens and everything to do with how we feel moment to moment and our quality of life. You may also realize, as you ponder as to what worrying and anxiety really are, that the vast majority of what we call our worrying is simply just overthinking, which is our Western way of saying thinking about thinking. But that's only because we have the illusion that we believe we think our thoughts, and that we're not the awareness of them. If you believe you are the one who thinks your thoughts, then you're guaranteed to set yourself up into a perpetual oscillating loop of anxiety, where you think about thinking about thinking. And once you do that, you'll always be thinking whether you've thought it through enough. And you can never take all the variables into consideration. No matter how much you worry, how much you think about something, when the time comes, you'll make a snap judgment independent of everything you've considered and worried about. just before the music fades off into the background, before you open your eyes, if you've had them closed, just begin by flickering your toes and your fingers. Reconnect with the senses of your body. And when you feel comfortable, gently open your eyes and continue with the rest of your day.